I'm with Jamie Silk, a specialist advisor in new energy with Advisian, who's going to share some of his thoughts on the Internet of Energy. Jamie, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Anthony.
What do you think are some of the mega themes or trends that are driving interest in the Internet of Energy?
I'd say there are four mega trends. The first is new consumer energy assets. Consumers are buying new assets that offer fundamentally different energy choices, things like photovoltaic PV, energy storage, and electric vehicles or EVs. The pace of change can be remarkably quick, such as we've seen with PV in Australia and the UK, or the annual doubling of EVs in New Zealand. The second big theme is big data, analytics, and machine learning. Sensors are everywhere, and analytics enable business to understand energy use and personal preferences in a way never possible before. We will know how and when to optimize the consumer experience, their preferences, and costs in the energy systems and markets, whether in residential, industrial, or commercial settings. The third megatrend is the sharing and social economy. Historically, consumers have not wanted to talk about power and are hard to engage. But consumers' changes, the social and sustainable economy, mean people now engage in entirely new transactive conversations. And finally, of course, connectivity or the Internet of Things. Everything being connected allows us to glue these pieces together to deliver new services and release value locked up in the old commercial models. IoT allows us to intelligently and seamlessly optimize against wholesale markets, consumer preferences, predictive cost or demand drivers like the weather, and infrastructure costs. The IoT then executes the response at the device level, like storage, EV, or consumer appliances.
Why has it been so challenging to engage consumers in transactive grid models?
The industry has found it difficult to engage consumers in new models, as historically consumer attention really has been limited to when they've had bill shocks and outages. Transactive solutions, they go to the heart of what people do each day and why. And it's pretty hard to engage in these conversations without understanding what engages each individual in a household. Even when you do begin to get to deeply understand your customer, new energy technologies and how they interact with our goals and lives is a pretty complex dialogue to have. Take something as simple as a smart thermostat. To most people, it does what the old thermostat did, but with a whole lot of more confusing options. Few people want more complex in their lives, so they do not engage.
So what do you think is changing to overcome this?
Yeah, good question. I guess the quote from the Financial Times, this year's Consumer Electronics Show is the craziest yet, as the falling cost of sensors means the Internet of Things is finally a reality. We're seeing the promised maturity of voice, artificial intelligence, AI, combined with analytics over digital footprints, meaning pretty much soon, personalized consumer dialogues are imminent. Voice AI makes it convenient, easy, and simple to do what you're thinking. Intelligent personal assistants will facilitate convenient, personally relevant dialogues. These are the catalysts to transform the IoT of energy from peripheral smart products dealing with devices to convenient and easy solutions that actually simplify our lives. And the new assets, especially electric vehicles and storage, are particularly flexible, enabling consumers to meet their goals at different times to when their energy needs have to be supplied. So together, these megatrends are driving exciting innovation, creating opportunity across the energy value chain.
Jamie, thanks again for your time.
It's been a real pleasure, Anthony. Thank you.